Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Freddy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, he's the former Packer, former Badger, getting ready for his Badgers to kick off the season against Illinois coming up next week, getting a little bit closer to Big Ten football.
At night, Steve.
On top of it. And also joining us is Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. He's got a new brat coming out, GameDayBrats.com. To order your brats ahead of time, and Leroy says they're mild and they're spicy. Spicy are for the grown men, right? That's what you say, Leroy?
Exactly.
All right, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Packers star running back Aaron Jones. Aaron, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So first things first, I guess, I want to go back to the beginning because we were just talking about the draft this last season and so forth. But I want to go back to before, you know, you're in college, you know, you're trying to get into the NFL, the draft happens, the Packers draft you. Looking back on that, what were you expecting Green Bay to be like when they drafted you and the city and the fans and all of that versus what actually has taken place since you've been in Green Bay?
Everything pretty much went the way I did except for actually coming to Green Bay. I had never really been to Green Bay. I knew it was in Wisconsin. Didn't know much about Wisconsin. Really just been in the South, really. I come up here and I get off the plane and I'm like, where's all the buildings? Like, where are all the tall buildings? I'm used to living in cities. So that was like the first thing that threw me off. It wasn't any big buildings, but I had to remember I'm right by the airport. So I was like, I haven't seen it, the rest of the city. And I get to see the rest of the city, and you know, it's a great city. It's just that I'm missing the big buildings, and so I was like, where are the big buildings? I thought this was an NFL city, blah, 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 but it definitely is an NFL city. We have the best fans in the world, so I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure, but I think there's a rule, Leroy, or a mandate that Vince Lombardi had back in the day that no building can be taller or bigger than Lambeau Field.
That makes sense.
Right?
That makes a lot of sense. I didn't know that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Hey, and also, let's talk a little bit about this offense, man, because right now you guys are on fire, scoring a lot of points. What's the difference between this year offense and what you guys were doing last year?
We just had time in the system to really dissect it and understand it for what it's worth, you know, understanding every play, like if it's a run play, understanding the power of the play, we're supposed to hit behind and against different looks. So you're always prepared, you're always ready, and then that allows you to go out there and play fast.
Yeah, I love it. And also, this is Gary Ellerson speaking too, and it seems like you guys are playing much faster. It seems like Aaron Rodgers is playing much faster, and it seems like when guys go out like Lazard's gone out, like Devontae Adams gone out, that you guys really haven't missed a beat with players that are filled in.
Yes, sir. I mean, we know we all have to step up when our key playmakers goes down or when our key players. And so I think everybody here does a great job of, you know, really just buying in and knowing the next man up mentality and know they have to come in and step up and make plays as well. So I think our coaches do a good job of keeping our players ready, you know, and when the time comes, you make the most of your opportunity.
Showtime, I got a couple questions for you. This is Leroy Butler. First, I don't know what Gary and Steve talk about. I want to get to what did you think about when you saw Kamara get his deal, Dalvin Cook get his deal, you see everybody around you getting their deal, and they earn that, and you're one of the top running backs in the last 2 years at least. I mean, what did you think about that?
I mean, I was definitely happy for those guys. You know, they deserve it.
they deserve it, and they actually helping out all the other running backs coming up. So they're helping me out as well. And but you know, it can get kind of like, okay, when is it going to be me? When is it going to be me? These are been the same guys I've been competing against, and they got theirs first coming out, you know, right away. They're first, second rounders, those guys who you mentioned, and I'm in the fifth, so didn't get what they got, and then they got paid again, and I'm like, okay, when is it going to be me? But I know my time's going to come, and I just can control what I can control, and it'll all work out.
Yeah, see, and that's shout out to your parents. You got great parents, because that's a nice answer. Let's move on to something I think that here's the reason why you're going to get paid. In my true belief, a couple years ago in Mike McCarthy's office, it's different from now. You're a true feature back, not just a makeshift, because maybe it was protection, maybe it was a few things, but now you check all of the boxes. And one of the things we talk about, when Davante Adams is out, you turn more into a receiver. I mean, talk to us about when you're in the slot and Aaron are throwing you 50-50 balls and you're making these kind of catches. That's the kind of talent that people say, is he worth the money? You're saying yes, because he's a dual threat.
Yes, sir. I mean, catching the ball, I played receiver a little bit in high school. My sophomore year, I played slot receiver the next year, the following year, they moved me to running back. But it's just something my mom said to me, and it's always stuck with me to this day. If it touch your hands, you got to catch it. And she's like, I don't care if it's your fingertips, whatever it is, you got to catch it. And just knowing when
the ball is mine. So a coach didn't tell you that. Your mom told you that.
Yeah, my mom told me
that. I like that.
And nice. So when the ball's in my vicinity, I just feel like I want to be a playmaker. I want to make plays. So do whatever I can to make that play or catch that ball.
So talking with Aaron Jones, Packers running back, here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. So your brother, there was a report your twin brother Alvin was in for a workout with the Packers, a linebacker, was with Baltimore for a while. So how did it end up, you both ended up on opposite sides of the football then? You at the running back and him at linebacker?
We both played both sides of the ball growing up all the way through high school. And when we got to college, they had me down as a receiver / DB and my brother down as a safety. And so first day at 7-on-7, I walk up to my head coach and I'm like, Coach, what position do I play? And he's like, you're playing running back. I was like, okay, cool. With me, that's what I wanted to play. And then my brother plays safety, and he redshirted as a freshman. Came back, and they wanted to move him to linebacker, and he did. And he's been doing well at that position ever since. And I think playing safety helped him in some of the coverage stuff and his drops and things like that.
Talk a little bit about, though, where you're from and that, because I think we have a friend in common. I think my good friend Michael Boykins, who I played with in college, I think is from the same hometown as your dad. You guys are from Virginia, I believe, right, or no?
So my mom and dad are both from Virginia. My dad is from Norfolk, Virginia. My mom is from Roanoke.
Right, and did your dad play high school football?
He played for a little bit. He went to Lake Taylor High School in Norfolk, Virginia.
Right. And now how good was he?
He was good. Every time we go back home, all his friends tell us how good he was and things like that. But my dad never got the opportunity to continue to play in high school. He had to stop and take care of his brothers and sisters. My grandma was on drugs at the time. She's doing great now. But so my dad kind of just had to grow up and live life and didn't get to experience that. So I'm living it for both of us.
You know, the interesting part about this whole thing is your mom and dad both end up in the Army, right? Which that makes you one of those, what they call a military brat. And you're all over the place. I mean, Georgia, Germany, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and then obviously you end up in El Paso. But of all those places, and obviously you were born in Georgia, of all those places, do you have a favorite? I mean, Germany. I've never been to Germany. I have no idea what that's all about.
I was in Germany from like 2 to 5, so I remember a little bit, but not too much. But if I had to say a favorite place, I would say, I mean, all my family's in Virginia, so that's a favorite always, but, El Paso, you know, it's kind of where I became myself, grew into me, developed as a player and continue to grow as a person, and the people there have just continued to support me endlessly and turn some of them from Cowboy fans to Packer fans.
So, there you go.
That's a lot of love right there because, yep. You know, they're in Texas. So, but I would probably say El Paso.
Yeah, Showtime, who is this alter ego, the one that wears the sombrero, that got the gold glasses?
I do got a little alter ego when I step on the field. So I call that guy, I would say that's Showtime. Normally, I'm not a confrontational guy. I keep it easy. But when we step in between those lines, I'm still not the first one to talk trash. I'll be quiet the whole game. I could go a game without saying anything to the other team. But as soon as they start chirping at me, you're going to hear me the rest of the game. So,
yeah, that's one of the things. I remember Gary was telling us a story about he had to block Lawrence Taylor. Was it somebody that, you know, you had to block as a running back, a linebacker that was coming through? You said, man, I got to pick this guy up. Now, Gary fainted on the play. I know you didn't do this, but is it somebody you said, man, I got to block this guy? It could be a defensive end because they slid the line away from you. Is it somebody that you said, man, because you really improved your blocking. I think that was a good thing about your game.
Definitely. I would say one that I could definitely recall was two instances. One of them was Harrison Smith. I remember my rookie year, he just came off the edge and blew me up. And I remember that play. So anytime I get up against him in protection, I strap it up and I'm ready to bring it. and then the other one was Thomas Davis, my rookie year as well. I mean, I would say I got the job done because neither one of them made the sack, but they definitely put me on my butt. And I would say that, but it was a learning lesson. It was a wake up call. I need to get in the gym. I need to get stronger. My game is not complete. So it just helped me see those things and help me continue to work. Mm-hmm. No, how you never want to put that on film.
No, you don't.
Right.
No, you don't. How is the running back room with yourself, Jamal Williams, and the young kid AJ Dillon?
It's a lot of fun. You know, we all understand each other and we all push each other to be better. Mm-hmm. But it's so crazy because you would think, you know, you guys are competing for a job, but we all just want to see each other succeed, and we all want better for each other. And as long as the team's winning, we're all happy. So you never see any guys in our room with grudges. You always see them with smiles, joking, picking each other up. If something goes wrong, if something goes great there, and we're in each other's ears still telling them great job. And I love the chemistry that we have in there, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You know, speaking of that, picking each other up, I would have to imagine getting Davante Adams and EQ back would be a huge shot in the arm for this offense, having not played with those guys for a while now.
Definitely, you know, and Tay, he's a huge playmaker. I mean, his numbers speak for itself, so definitely lucky to have him back in EQ as well. You know, as a rookie, I think he did some really great things, especially at the end of the year when he got more opportunity. And so last year he was having a great camp and ended up unfortunately getting hurt. But we're glad to have him back. And, you know, he's a big receiver as well. I think he's like 6'5", big receiver who can run. And I'm excited to have him back and see what he can do. And I know he'll be explosive as well.
Yeah, I know the COVID situation is kind of getting out of hand in Wisconsin. I know you guys are aware of that because I know your mom and dad, they like to come to every game. They like to drive up and support you. I just wanted to – I never forget my mom first game to see me in high school. She had a shirt, a white T-shirt on. She drew it with a marker and said, "That's my baby, number 52. It was kind of embarrassing in a way, but I also saw none of the other players' parents would – support them, like draw up on shirts. So I embraced it. Right, I embraced it. And I used to look up there when I saw her. It made me feel like you were invincible, like you were playing for the name on the back of your jersey. That's why, you know, in the African American community, anytime we could talk about parents like yours, it just makes me feel good about how they're raising you and your brother. And you're just really a great role model for that. So when they used to come to your games in Texas, El Paso, I mean, what was that like to see your parents supporting you, really to put their careers on hold to support their kids? That's just remarkable.
I mean, that's everything. And like you said, and that's something special to me about parents. They put everything on hold that they're doing to make sure that you're doing what you want to do. Like if it's sports or whatever, they're putting their life on hold so you can do what you want to do. And then they're there 100%. I mean, my dad was the coach. My mom was the team mom. She had a minivan all nice. Throughout high school and stuff like that, driving us to practice, teammates to practice, making sure everybody's fed. So, like you said, you do it for other people. In, the name on the back of your jersey, you know, they have so much invested in you. They put so much time, money, effort, all those things into it. So, I mean, my parents are everything to me, and I can't wait to have them back in the stadium. They'll be there this weekend, so excited to have them back in the stadium.
I can't wait to see you buy them that big old house and that nice car when you get your big contract, and you just do it for the love of the game, but do it for the love of your parents. And I know this is something that when you write your book, because I always tell Gary and Steve to write books, your book is going to be amazing. Because it's going to start with a kid. Because there's a lot of kids in Wisconsin, Aaron, they think that if you're 5'9", you can't achieve something because you're not 6 feet. And there's nothing to do with that.
That's funny you say that, because I was just sitting here thinking yesterday, matter of fact, and I was like, if I listen to all the critics and naysayers and, you know,
exactly.
the analysts or those guys, if I listen to them, I'm technically not supposed to be here. And that's one message I want to kind of get across to kids. Don't, because somebody tells you too small, you're not fast enough, you're not strong enough, those things doesn't mean that you can't work to get better, or that's on them. If they think you're too short, that's okay. You continue to work and get better at your game. And if just believe in yourself and keep God first, and I want to leave that with kids, and teenagers, if you're in high school or whatever, and make the most of every opportunity.
The last one, let you get going here. Any extra hype in and around the locker room? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to call them, both of them are the GOATs. So any extra hype going on in the locker room right now about this big matchup with Tampa Bay?
No, sir. It's been the same. It's been the same as every other week, focused and ready to work and out there just having fun on the field.
Aaron, thanks so much for coming out, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend against the Buccaneers.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet you take
all
care.
Right,
there he is, Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. And that is the one nice thing about when you walk into a car dealership, you want to be able to breathe and not be swarmed immediately. And you get some room over there, Gary, where you go.
Well, absolutely. All my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. Guys, Hyundai West Dallas is the number one overall store for custom satisfaction. And that's why you go there. You don't go any other store because we got all the COVID and all that stuff. They're taking all that stuff very seriously. They want you to wear a mask when you come in. And guess what? You forget your mask, they're going to give you one. They got ones for free. They're not even going to charge you like a lot of other people are doing that they're doing right now. Guys, and listen, just for one reason why you need to go get your new car right now today over at Hyundai West Dallas. They have the lowest prices in town, the best inventory in town, and are the most respectful when it comes to your safety. They have discounted prices on 2021 Hyundai Palisade, the best-selling SUV around. Hyundai West Dallas, located just off of Highway 100 in West Dallas, just a quick 15-minute ride from Waukesha, West Bend, or downtown Milwaukee. And here's another thing, guys, because I'm about helping you folks save money. When you go into Hyundai West Dallas, you tell them jokers that Gary Ellison sent you, and when you tell them that, you will get an additional $500 off on any new or used vehicle in the inventory. Now, $500 is a lot of money. I mean, I don't know about y'all. So you mention my name, they're going to give you an extra $500 off any new or used vehicle in their inventory. Hyundai West Dallas, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.